Greetings in the name of our adorable Savior, John Horn, your speaker, and a few further thoughts in the Gospel by St. Luke and that very first chapter. And already we have pointed out to you that Dr. Luke, in writing this wonderful Gospel, and he dedicates it to Theophilus, and in the introduction he has something very, very special to say. First of all, he had not pinned his faith upon a needle point, but upon a sure and a solid foundation. And he goes on to tell him, too, that what had been communicated to him, he said, they were even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. In other words, they told what they saw, they told what they knew. And Dr. Luke took that message in. He believed it. And then he communicates those thoughts. He reduces them, in other words, to writing. And he tells Theophilus in about verse 3, "It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things, from the very first to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus." Now, why did he write what we have in this wonderful book to Theophilus? Of course, it's for us as well. Well, I'm sure that the next verse clearly tells us the reason why, and he says in verse 4, "that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed." And so we could certainly say to all who are listening in today, our purpose in bringing to you these messages is to the end that you might know. And it is true that even in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament, many there are who could speak with definiteness and certainty as regards our God, as regards our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, and eternal things as well. And I'm thinking now of what we have in the 19th chapter of the book of Job, and about verse 25, these were spoken by that dear patriarch when he said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body," and of course you know those words, "my skin worms," or "worms" is in italics, so it just simply reads like this, "and after my skin destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." Are you positive, Job, about that? Why, he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Nothing could shake his faith. And while he has not realized until the present time what his faith really laid hold of and what brought joy and certainty into that heart of his, will one day, sooner or later, be experienced. Now, I want to say a great deal about this, as it is expressed here, that thou mightest know the certainty of these things. You see, it is possible to know. First of all, it is possible to know Christ as your personal Savior. It is possible to know your sins are forgiven. It is possible to know precious truths that's found revealed in the Word of God, and to know the truth about our blessed Lord Jesus Christ's personal return to the air. In other words, to know the truth about the rapture of his saints, his believing people, and many other precious truths. But shall I now bring another witness upon the scene? This is Paul, the great apostle. Do you remember what he said? "I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Now, if there's any doubt or if there's any uncertainty in your mind as to whether or not your sins are forgiven, as to whether or not your soul is saved, as to whether or not you'll really and truly be in heaven, we want you to know right today that it is because you have not believed the record that God has given, the record that's clearly brought to us in the Holy Scriptures. And if there's any desire on your part to know that, yes, thank God, it is possible to know. Why did not John, in writing in his family epistle, say, I write unto you little children because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. And if your sins haven't been forgiven, trust him today and you'll experience the forgiveness of sins and you'll know that grand truth and it will open the door to unnumbered others.